I started working with Dr. Mike after years of unsuccessful and semi-successful tools, programs, and therapies to address what I thought were communication issues, and also issues surrounding my family and upbringing. I suffered from extreme anxiety. I had become a workaholic to avoid being with myself and others as a convenient excuse to avoid romantic and platonic relationships. What romantic relationships I did have always ended in similar ways, but I couldn't understand the pattern. I had long accepted that this is just how I am. It wasn't until many sessions into our work together that I divulged to Dr. Mike that I had been a victim of sexual assault as a preteen. I had never told anyone this before in my life. I thought that I had gotten over it, and that it didn't have a place in my life as an adult. The assault was the wound that I had carefully tended and hidden from the world, but my symptoms of bad communication, anger, and withdrawal were what I retreated to and presented to everyone in my life. I was very upset as I divulged this. Dr. Mike asked me if he could try something with me that might lessen the intensity of my feelings. I agreed, as I was surprised actually at my level of emotion when I talked about this event, because I thought I was over it. I didn't have to go into the details about it, nor did I want to. Dr. Mike started with recalling a safe or a contented memory or thought, and then asked me to follow his pen with just my eyes. I was skeptical. My stomach was in knots, and the tears were free-flowing. After a round of memmi, I felt calmer. My stomach was tight but not roiling, and there were fewer tears. After a brief break, we did another round, and my body felt lighter than it had in a long while. I didn't have the temporary release you sometimes feel after a good cry, say, but I felt that some amount of burden was lifted from me, and most importantly, that it was a permanent reduction. I was still skeptical, but I was very intrigued. I participated in memmi in subsequent sessions for different but related issues. Dr. Mike even taught me that I could use some aspects of the technique by myself when confronted with a trigger. For me, memmi allowed me the freedom to work on some of my issues without the burden of my trauma. I view my memmi sessions with Dr. Mike as getting over the hump in my path to healing. Without the albatross of my assault and childhood trauma, I made more progress in the next year of therapy than I had in the previous decade of therapists and hundreds of hours of therapy. It's now been about 5 years since that first session. I consider myself in recovery and a successful survivor of my assault. My trauma wound no longer festers, and I remain focused on mitigating and alleviating my symptoms. In this time, I've had stronger, more trusting, and deeper friendships and relationships. I even recently got married. I never thought I'd be able to have the deeply committed, emotionally intimate relationship that I do now with my husband. I'm better able to self-regulate through the process and tools that started with memmi. I consider memmi therapy with Dr. Mike a lifesaver for me.